Janice and Jambres. Two names that we read about in the New Testament, but you know, not much is told about them. Paul mentions them in his second letter to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 8. If you would turn there with me, and I'd like for us to read just a little bit about what is said regarding them. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 8, Paul says this: "Now as Janus and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was." Paul tells us clearly that Janus and Jambres were in folly, and it was very evident to many others. If you were to study the Jewish traditions, you would find that they would claim that Janus and Jambres are those that resisted Moses in the fact that they were among the magicians and others who tried to do what God did unto Pharaoh. In Exodus chapter 7 and following, we read of how God showed the 10 plagues to Pharaoh and all those in the land of Egypt. And you may remember that, at least at the beginning, there were some that were able to duplicate a few things. But as the plagues went on, there were fewer and fewer that those trying to copy could not do. They could do the first two plagues, but by the third, they could not. And in Exodus chapter 8 and in verse 19, they said that this is the finger of God. They were finally forced to admit that we cannot do what God has the power to do. They were trying to prevent many of those in Egypt, perhaps even Pharaoh himself, from accepting that God, of course, is able to do what no one else can do. They tried to prevent God from achieving His purpose. And just as people tried to do that in the very beginning, we're told that even today, men do the same thing. Except Paul describes them today as those of corrupt minds, those that are disapproved concerning the faith, those that do not accept God, those that do not listen to His Word, those do not live according to the life that God has called us to live. And as He says, they will indeed progress no further, but instead, their folly will be manifest. Just as those in Egypt quickly learned they couldn't do what God did, so today those that teach things contrary to the will of God will be exposed. And as Christians, we ought to be able to distinguish the truth from error. And in fact, as Paul was telling Timothy, he tried to set the example, and Timothy was good and following him. He goes on to say, beginning in verse 10 of 2 Timothy chapter 3, that you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Paul says that the Lord delivered him out of them all. And as we, as fellow workers together for the truth, so are we going to meet persecution. There will be those that try to hinder us from proclaiming the truth. But if God is able to deliver Paul from those things, just think what he is able to do for you and for me. He too can deliver us. It may seem that we are in the minority. In fact, Paul often was. But as Moses did, so do we have God on our side. And we need to be encouraged to likewise stand for the truth. If we hear the word of God, well, Paul told the Romans in chapter 10 and verse 17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we receive that faith will continue to grow. That faith will lead us unto salvation. That's what Paul goes on to tell Timothy. He says there in verse 13 that evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Just as Timothy was taught from the very beginning, he learned the Word of God. He learned the doctrine. He learned the truth. And he knew that if he followed in that and did what was required of him, yes, indeed, he would be saved. And we know that by grace are we saved through faith. God can do a lot. We can do a little, but working together, we can accomplish much. In Matthew chapter 19 and in verse 26, we learn that with God, all things are possible. Imagine what Moses was able to accomplish with God's help, to teach Pharaoh and all the Egyptians who God is. What might we be able to accomplish with God's help? Who can we explain the gospel of Christ? Likewise, there will be those that will try to resist. But as Paul says, they will not be able to go anywhere. They can progress no further. Instead, we should learn and obey the truth. Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." We can go somewhere with the truth. And the truth can only be known is if in fact we study the Word of God. That's why, concluding this chapter, Paul explained very well to Timothy that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Moses was equipped. He did the good works that God wanted him to do, and he followed God's instruction. And today, you and I are equipped. We have the Word of God contained in the Holy Scriptures. And when we read, increase our faith, study it, and share it with others, yes, it will be very, very profitable. Not only for ourselves, but to achieve the purpose of God. And if we do what God expects us to do, He indeed will bless us. This evening we're about to sing the song of encouragement. And if there be one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation, we want to encourage you as together we stand and sing.